Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here for a relatively quiet news day for Tesla, but we do have a relatively strong track record rumor for domestic sales in China for the month of November. That has some pretty interesting implications, so we'll take some time to analyze that. Then I've also seen a little bit of discussion around a potential S&P 500 rebalance, so I just want to clarify that topic for people that may have seen that. Also got the latest news on Herbert Diess and the Volkswagen board, and a couple other things to go through, including Tesla's offering of a bunch of different cyber-related products over the last few days. Looking at the markets, another tougher day for Tesla today, finishing down about 1% to $1,084.60, while the NASDAQ was up about 0.8%. So a bit of an underperformance there for Tesla, but it did seem to be a tougher day in general for EV makers for whatever reason, not sure exactly why, but Rivian, Lucid, NIO, XPeng, all were down 4 to 5%. Still no more Form 4s from Elon disclosing further sales of Tesla stock, since that does have to be within 2 days of sales. Not seeing a form last night means that there were at least no sales, further sales through Monday. All right, first up here, we're going to be looking at a rumor regarding Tesla's domestic sales in China for the month of November. This is coming from Twitter, from the account Tesla Shanghai, not an official account, but remember we have vetted their track record, and while it has not been perfect, largely when these numbers are being reported after the month close, they've been pretty spot on. When they've been off, generally that has been when this account has posted numbers before the end of the month, and then they usually go back and then correct those a couple days later. So in this case, being after month end, I would say there's a high probability of this number being correct, and they are reporting that Tesla China sold 29,500 vehicles in November. So if we tentatively put this number into our China sales tracking sheet, and remember across the top we've got retail sales, export, and wholesale sales in terms of sales numbers. So retail sales is domestically in China, export is obviously export, and wholesale sales is retail plus export, the total there, which tracks closely to production but not perfectly. So this account is always reporting on retail sales. In highlight there, you can see that I've added that to November, 29,500. And I think there's a couple of informative ways for us to look at that number. So the other highlight that you can see here is I've outlined the second month of each quarter, because as we know, Tesla generally is exporting more heavily at the front of the quarter and delivering domestically more heavily at the back of the quarter. And while Elon has talked a little bit this quarter about beginning to unwind that delivery wave, clearly based on October's distribution of 13,000 domestic, 40,000 export, we can tell that that is still going to happen to some extent. Remember, it's unwinding the wave, not necessarily changing the entire strategy harshly in one quarter. So understanding that, the first way that I like to look at this is comparing it to the second month of the previous quarters. So I put yellow boxes around those, and you can see that this month would be the highest second month of the quarter for domestic sales, well above the roughly 13,000 from Q3 in August and the 22,000 from Q2 in May. That May number was the previous high for a second month of a quarter, but this is 34% above that peak. So that's a solid first check, and in isolation, that looks really good. But what I like to do from there is look at how the quarter-to-date numbers are looking against previous quarter-to-date numbers at this point. So that's what I've done in this table. This just sums up the sales information for the first 2 months of each quarter so that we have a fair comparison for where we're at so far in Q4. Looking at those retail sales so far, if this report is correct, October plus November would be at about 43,000 for Q4. And we can see that that is a pretty significant record from any of the preceding quarters. Previously, the record would be about 34,000. So far, again, continuing to look like we're off to a strong start. But then we also have to consider exports, because obviously, if Tesla is just exporting all their vehicles, then the retail sales don't give us a whole lot of information on their own. The quick caveat to that would be that just because there has been some demand concern for Tesla in China this year, I think the market, whenever it sees any signs of strong demand domestically, is probably going to be pretty pleased with that. So this would be an indication of that. But setting that aside, and again, looking at export, I've got this in red because this is only October numbers. We do not have the information yet on November exports, but I still think this tells a really interesting story, because even without those November exports, if we add up the retail and export sales that we know so far, then the wholesale number, so that total, is already at 84,000 for October and November without those November exports. That's already about 10% ahead of where Q3 ended up through 2 months at 77,000. So even though at this point we're working with a limited data set, we're already seeing a stronger quarter-to-date number. And once those November export numbers are known, we'll obviously revisit this. But this is just adding to the evidence that we've been consistently talking about throughout the quarter of this shaping up to be an incredible Q4 out of Shanghai for Tesla. One last comment on the exports. Unfortunately, if we do flip back to that monthly view, and we look at the first 2 months of each quarter for exports, there's no clear trend here about whether month two will be higher than month one, and the ratio of domestic to export sales in the second month is also not at all stable. So unfortunately, not really any hints for us there. We just kind of have to go off the production rates that we've been talking about. And based on that, I'm going to assume that exports come in at somewhere above 30,000 or so, which would put the wholesale sales quarter to date that we were just talking about above 114,000 versus, again, Q3 was at 77,000 at this point through the quarter. So we'll revisit this when we get more numbers. That should happen in about a week, but hopefully that's helpful while we wait. All right, next up here, we've got our latest update on the situation for Volkswagen Group CEO Herbert Diess. Remember, the supervisory board for Volkswagen has kind of been meeting to discuss the future there. Today, we've got an update on that situation from Handelsblatt. They write, quote, "After intensive debates, the top supervisory board members of the Porsche and Piëch families and the top staff of the state of Lower Saxony and the employee bank could not agree on a compromise on the 63-year-old stay," end quote. Obviously, that statement is left with a lot of uncertainty, but I think that's kind of part of the news, right, is that there is not a resolution on what's going to be happening with Diess yet. The fact that there is not resolution, not agreement, further shows the discontent that is brewing there, and the longer that festers alongside the uncertainty, probably the worse off Volkswagen is going to be if they retain Diess. That further undermines his authority, and if they don't, then they're just kind of wasting time on starting on their new path, which, I mean, I think most of us probably assume that would be the wrong path, but that doesn't take away from this uncertainty itself being harmful. Anyway, we'll continue to keep an eye out for any more news on that situation. All right, next up here, I just wanted to try to offer a little bit of clarification around a topic that I've seen discussed a bit recently, and that is the S&P 500 rebalancing. There's been some discussion on how that might be impacting Tesla stock this month. First of all, the S&P 500 rebalances every quarter. It's a normal process. So this isn't the first time that Tesla will have been a part of that rebalancing. We'll talk more about how that process works in a second, but just first in terms of how the calendar works, as I mentioned, this happens quarterly. Happens on the third Friday of March, June, September, and December. So we're not there yet, but the announced rebalancing happens on the first Friday of those months, and that'll be tomorrow. That's why you may have seen some chatter on that this week. So in terms of the actual rebalancing process, the main point that I want to make is that it really shouldn't be super impactful to Tesla, because if you think about how an index works, it's basically constantly rebalancing itself. As something gains market cap, it becomes a bigger weight of the index versus other stocks that have not gained as much. So the only thing this quarterly rebalancing does is adjust for changes that aren't captured by that natural change in weights. The S&P is float market cap weighted, so those changes happen when, let's say, a company replaces another company and the new company has a larger market cap, then all the other companies' weights need to be adjusted down slightly to account for the increase in the total increased float market cap of the S&P 500 index. That's happening through a process other than just share prices moving. A couple other examples could be share buybacks or mergers. Really, the quarterly rebalancing is just to correct for those types of things. And because the impact of those things on the overall market cap of the S&P 500 is generally relatively small, the impact of the rebalancing period on a company like Tesla is also generally relatively small. So I think it's often misunderstood that this is some sort of catalyst, like the original addition to the S&P 500 was for Tesla, but that's really not the case. In general, these dates aren't something I worry about. If you're going to be a really, really short-term trader, maybe it's worth paying a little bit more attention to, and you can look up things like triple and quadruple witching days and all that fun stuff, and it does add a bit of volume, certainly, but I think for most of us, most of the time, it's probably not worth worrying too much about. All right, last item here then, as I'm sure everyone has seen over the last couple of days, Tesla has been releasing various different cyber items in the Tesla shop. So on Tuesday night, they had the cyber whistle, and then last night, the cyber quad for kids. And actually, in the promo video here, if you watch closely, there's about 3 seconds where Franz is riding around on the full-size cyber quad as well. Tesla then has also added cyber socks to the Tesla store this week too. Ever since the December 9th stuff has kind of surfaced, there's been, I would say, a strong appetite in the Tesla community for speculation and a search for connection between pretty much anything that happens anywhere. So with all this cyber stuff happening, I think the latest speculation has shifted to December 9th, maybe being Cybertruck related or something like that. Maybe we get to see the final form finally. Sure, could be, but oftentimes when you search for meaning so deeply, you're going to find something. And I think it's probably worth a reminder that the Monday following Thanksgiving, so the Monday this week, is known as Cyber Monday, and generally the week now is known as Cyber Week. So thought that's worth pointing out. And as far as December 9th, I don't know what we're going to see on December 9th. I don't know if we're going to see anything on December 9th, but I think what I'm most excited about is that in a week from now on December 9th, we'll be through the December 9th speculation, and I look forward to that. So that is where we'll wrap it up for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, December 3rd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.